This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I think I've stumbled across a new guardrail for Andrew Barry in his post-Kevin Stefanski existence.
Yeah.
That I think can help fix his problems as a GM.
Okay, what do we got?
No more third-round picks.
You just eliminate third-round picks? Any particular third-round wide receivers?
No. None. And people will say Alex Wright. Guys, he's a nice rotational player. Stop. Here's my thing.
Okay.
Zach Zinter, bad at guard, somehow worse at center. David Bell, does he have an Achilles anymore? I don't know.
Okay.
Any of the third round picks, really, Alex Wright's the one guy. Tommy Togiai is great in Houston.
Yeah, for the wrong team.
I think this is my guardrail. You either have to turn it into a second rounder or you have to turn it into 2 fourth rounders.
What about Harold Fannin?
That's different. That's 1 year, small sample size.
I think maybe he just broke the curse.
Well,
Fannin is the curse of the third round
picks. Who was the second third rounder?
Well, it was Dylan Gabriel, yeah. Obviously. So that reverts back to then being bad. Is that the idea?
Bang Biscuit.
That's not Bang Biscuit.
Yeah, that's a Bang Biscuit.
That's not Bang Biscuit. You hadn't thought completely through there is what happened.
I still win.
What do you mean you still win?
You did a whole rant about getting rid of his third round picks. He's had 75.
Harold Fannin Jr. is one of the best picks he's ever made.
Yeah, a blind pig finds a nut or a squirrel or something.
And because of that, I need to keep him shooting.
No.
Because he found Harold Fannin once in the third round. I need to keep him shooting in the third round now.
You know, Matt Millen drafted a good player once, right? How did it work out when Detroit just kept letting him shoot?
He wanted to completely get rid of the third round completely for the man.
Yeah, but into second rounders or fourth rounders.
Are we at least giving the third rounder to somebody else?
Yeah, we're not offering it up to the gods.
I just assume that's what you were doing.
No.
You're just lighting it on fire.
You're trading up
as if it's always going to be bad, because it always has been bad, so we just cease to exist now.
We're just going to take Kate York again. That's what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to upgrade him to a third-round pick now, even though he's already been drafted.
Well, yeah, and Kate York was a fourth-round pick.
But that's why I said upgrading him.
Yeah, yeah.
2-1. These are
Kate York used headphones, by the way. We talked about the Tyvis Powell headphones off the break that he threw in the trash and just got rid of as if we'd sell them on eBay. Cade York came in the studio one day and he used my headphones. And so these are Cade York game used headphones is what they are. It's a fun fact for you. Clearly you didn't like my fact. I think you're confused about my fact is what happened here.
No, I just don't know what to do with it. So maybe confused is the right word.
I could tell.
Yeah, because I kind of want to make fun of you for bragging about that. But
it's not bragging.
I want to make a wide right joke.
It's not bragging.
It's really more of a wide left joke because he sliced and he kind of kicked it poorly all over the field.
Yeah.
216-474-0092.
About that Harold Fannin in the third round.
You got one. Good for you. You got one. And oh, by the way, I was right about Harold Fannin Jr. You know what? I haven't done enough.
We
I was
all
right.
Were about Harold Fannin, though. That's the thing about that. Is that
not enough people went hard in the paint.
I don't know that anybody said anything but, oh, yeah, they should take Harold Fannin Jr. because he's going to be awesome in the NFL. And if anything, we should be yelling at the draft pundits that put him in the third round, because I don't think I've met anybody throughout the entire process that was like, oh, yeah, that guy isn't anything but awesome. As your guy. I mean, BGSU, what is your guy?
We've stumbled on a thought here before we get to the
call. Mason Graham was more your guy than anybody.
But more Harold Fannin Jr. Because it's better for me today. But now that we've talked about Harold Fannin Jr.,
yeah.
I would like to take with you together, thought partners hand in hand.
Let's do this.
One giant victory lap. And I promise you, this is not to the fans. This is not about you. Because you guys are allowed to have hope. You're allowed to have brown and orange colored glasses on. I'm not trying to rub your nose in it. There are people in the media, though, who I am. You know who you are. You know what you've done, and now I will shame you sufficiently. We told everybody this was going to be a bad season. We told everybody that quarterback room was a bridge to nowhere. We told everybody Shador was better than Dylan Gabriel. We told everybody that by Andrew Berry going into the trade deadline bye week and not doing his press conference, he was getting ready to bust toss friggin' Kevin Stefanski, while everybody in the media said, but Jimmy Haslam said in March. Not everybody. I'm being a little bit hyperbolic here. We were pretty much right on every step of the way, and I would like it to be known for the record, we were right.
All right, and we do love I
and
Was Right Radio.
I didn't
radio.
Need to talk to a former Browns quarterback to change my I Was Rightness.
Well, yeah, you had 4 wins at the beginning of the season. I had 6 wins at the beginning of the season, and they
split
ended on
the
5.
Diff.
There we go.
And John Fanta lost it.
This is not a good look for Fanta.
It's
not a good look for Fanta.
May I just say, 4-0, burger bets, I was right again. But may I say, you did it the right way. You've already sent me the gift card for Swenson's.
Thank you for opening it today.
It's a slight... I haven't opened it yet.
I haven't got the emails that say you haven't yet, so please do.
I'm not going to do it. It's a slight cop-out, not bringing me a burger and handing it to me, but you didn't do what Fanta's doing, which is try and spin a yarn that doesn't make sense to anybody that isn't huffing paint or on, you know, Columbia's finest.
I thought I was going to win that bet. The bet was Ravens would win the AFC North. You said the Steelers would win the AFC North. And after that, that field goal attempt goes up in the air, and I was tasting victory. I didn't know. Was I going to retire burger bets with you forever as the champion? But no.
You know what's funny?
Happened.
I almost, if you had not paid off your burger bet so quickly, I had.
You weren't going to run it back.
No. I had a double or nothing.
I don't believe you, because I offered you up with double or nothing a couple weeks ago.
I had a new one.
And you had completely shirked it. Well, all right. I'm intrigued.
No.
I'm in the government.
You already sent me Swenson's.
Hit me.
What do we got?
Come on.
You can't take it back. Nope.
I want some action.
I'm 4-0, and I'm going to stay 4-0. Rock it in the new year.
You have no belief in the Steelers.
I do.
It wasn't Steelers-Texans related.
Because I was right.
It wasn't Steelers-Texans.
Because I was
not
right.
Not really. Not really.
Did I say the Steelers from the jump? Did I say the Steelers were going to win the AFC North?
The end goal was always going to be they were going to get to the playoffs.
Honka.
Yeah. Sure. Now did you just take a defensive touchdown back to the house?
I gave you the Marshawn Selly. Woo!
The end result was always going to be
YouTube.
They get to the playoffs, they're a double-digit underdog, and they get waxed in the postseason, game one.
But was I right that the Steelers won the AFC North?
I had the Ravens, you had the Steelers, It was what it was.
I cannot recall, but now I recall.
Yeah.
It's nice to be recalled.
Yeah.
Let's go with Alex in Chagrin. Welcome to the show, Alex. Please be our first sober caller of today.
I am sober.
Yeah!
Sober enough to realize that they are so dysfunctional over there, they don't even know how to fire the right people, let alone...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hire the right people. I mean, under the Division of Labor, we were always led to believe that Andrew Berry and Podesta picked the roster and Stefanski was supposed to coach the roster. And then they give the guy who was coach of the year twice, David Bell and Zinter and Jedrick Wells and all of these misfits, and they wonder why the coach of the year suddenly became a bad coach. It's utterly ridiculous. Berry should have got fired, and Stefanski for making lemonade out of what he was given with the likes of P.J. Walker and the rest of them should still have a job. I do not get what this fascination with Haslam is with keeping Andrew Berry around. I know what he said about having one good draft. Okay. But how about the fact that he never had a quarterback here and all the other drafts he was involved in?
He had Baker Mayfield.
Well, they tried. The problem is that he tried to get a quarterback here, and that was the worst trade in NFL history. He did try, though.
Okay. Well, he failed.
He did. He so did. That's why we would have fired him.
We agree on that.
We both would have fired him. We're right there with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Stefanski should have a job. And by the way, I don't think he's the next Vince Lombardi, but I think he's a high-quality coach with, given right talent and a lack of meddling from ownership, is probably going to do pretty well, and we're probably going to be regretful that we let him go. So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
Alex, that was sober. It's Jed Wills. It's Dee Podesta. You don't drop the D there. All right, so here's the thing. You're right. Kevin Stefanski deserved to get fired less than Andrew Berry. The problem is they both ended up being deserving of getting fired.
Exactly.
And I'd like what he's pointing to is something that I do agree with, that when you're able to pretty succinctly call out this game of succession that was played, going all the way back to the end of last year, in almost painstaking details, I was a little over the top about the I was right thing, but every step of the way, we've pointed out what inevitably did happen. When you're able to do that ahead of time, like you're Nostradamus, it does speak to an owner that is way too malleable and way too, I don't want to say you can manipulate him, but it's way too open to the last guy that was in his ear.
Well, and so, you know, you said manipulate, though, and that it kind of really does make it seem as if Andrew Berry has his job today because he's at the right-hand side of Haslam, and Kevin Stefanski doesn't because he wasn't Haslam's guy when the musical chair game stopped having chairs to be able to sit in. Like, that's just how this worked, and it's fine. That's okay, but it's not for football reasons, and that is the part I think that is really getting people angry today. Like Andrew Berry, for football reasons, you can't defend. You can't defend Stefanski either, but it seems like Andrew Berry kept his job because he's Haslam's go-to guy now.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think it was Mike Renner of PFF say that that Berry surviving, to him, said that Haslam was truly the mastermind behind the Deshaun Watson trade, and it is wild to me that we are 3 years removed from that trade, going on 4 years. We have had definitive and conclusive reporting, incredible reporting in town on this, and people still have given Andrew Berry the pass on the Deshaun Watson trade. When, and honestly, he got a pass from Jimmy Haslam, being the only guy that survives. Because listen, here's my problem with Kevin. This is what Kevin owns, in my opinion, in the Deshaun trade. He could have stopped it. He could have stopped. He could have gone to them.
And I don't think he wanted to.
Well, no, but okay. Even if he did, he was happier to be rid of Baker Mayfield.
We still even have like
to deal with the problem with Deshaun.
The initial reporting was the two of them together, but some of the initial reporting that we had within this was Jason Lloyd going up to that hotel room where Stefanski was laying out all the different ways that Deshaun Watson was going to be the next greatest thing the Browns have ever seen. Like, he's just as responsible as anybody when it comes to not stopping it, but like, he had his hand in this.
No, 100%. But Paul D. Podesta, who I think probably had a bigger say in all of this because he was Mr. Process and he was the idea guy, a bad idea guy. I think D. Podesta got what was coming to him. He's not here anymore. You could say he got a promotion, but 50%, this is the Rockies guys.
But if 50% of the main people that we think were involved in that deal got fired this offseason or during the season in the recent calendar year, like, you are chopping away at the idea that, they're starting to have people pay for what is the worst NFL trade in history.
Yeah, but except the guy who I think it was his baby.
And I think that's where people have a real problem today, is I think people know the two people that have the most hand in all of this, and they're the ones that are scot-free. Unfortunately, though, this is how the cookie crumbles in the NFL. You have an owner, he's not selling the team, and then, again, the only crime that Andrew Berry committed here when it comes to being able to keep his job where Stefanski wasn't able to, I don't know why I called it a crime. It's not a crime.
More of a hustle.
The hustle, great way to put it. Like, the hustle that he had here was getting Haslam to believe that he was awesome at this. But Haslam does this. He did it with Deep Podesta for 10 years before he was like, all right,
He did it with Banner and then Farmer and Patton.
Like, it's not hard. If you're in his inner circle, it's not hard to convince him that you know everything about football, because he's so desperate to want to get this right. And here's where I do give him a little bit of credit. He's so thirsty and desperate to want to get this right that anybody that seems the slightest bit like they have a clue, he just wraps them around like he's like they're a big snuggie, and he just like just comforts them and was like, all right, you're now my guy, as if it's going to be the answer, and it hasn't been the answer.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've seen a few people defend like the use of search firms, like, these guys aren't football guys, and I'm like, I don't think you have to be a football guy to be a good owner. I think you have to be good at judging people. And I think inevitably, whether it was Hugh, whether it was Joe Banner, whether it was D. Podesta, I think that's Jimmy's greatest failings. And the problem is, you got to do it again.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the people that have a clue that have come in this building in the previous 10 years aren't the ones that have been able to be buddy-buddy with Haslam. Yeah. I'm speaking about John Dorsey. I'm speaking about Greg Williams. Like, the guys that we actually are like, oh, they did some stuff here.
Those are the ones honest.
Yeah, honest. And blatantly will shoot and will tell Jimmy to his face when he's being ridiculous. Those guys don't last here. Yes, surprising fact, these owners, they want a bunch of bobbleheads around them. And right now, that's what he's got. Andrew Berry is a big bobblehead for him, and that's fine, but it's not going to lead us to winning.
Kurt in Columbus, we got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. I thought it was interesting during Haslam's debacle of a press conference today. He mentioned in defense of Berry that he had four really strong players picked in this year's draft. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Who were the four? Got to believe Mason Graham, Judkins, Fannin, and Schlesinger. Well, who does that leave out? And I don't know if he intentionally did it, or would like your thoughts on what Haslam sees and why he made that comment.
Okay, that's interesting. Obviously, what he's inferring there is that he left Shedeur Sanders out of the counting list there. Clearly, you leave out Dylan Gabriel. That is what that is, but yeah, I mean, I don't think people look at Shedeur at the end of the season and say that's a bona fide hit with a fifth, even as a fifth round pick. Although I would probably look at it as, if you had a fifth round pick start any games, you probably got the most out of a fifth round pick that you could possibly imagine. But that's neither here nor there.
3-4 record, Buckaroo.
It's a good point.
Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.